Belinda Audio and the O'Brien Press present this unabridged recording of Dark Blue, The Despair Behind the Glory, My Journey Back from the Edge, written by Shane Carty and read by Lloyd Cooney. I grew up in Portmarnock, a beautiful seaside town in North County Dublin. Apart from its beach, Portmarnock is probably best known for its world-class golf course. Portmarnock Golf Club has hosted many tournaments, including the 1960 Canada Cup, the 1991 Walker Cup, and the Irish Open on many occasions. My parents, Angela and Jerry, cast me, along with my three sisters, Stephanie, Mairead and Michelle, into every sport possible. We were known as the sporting mad family. I guess that all stemmed from my dad, who was hugely involved in sport. From a very young age, he was in love with Gaelic, soccer and hurling. In fact, he even missed his own brother's wedding so that he could play a soccer match for his boyhood club, Glasnevin FC. My mum was always very much into staying active too, playing badminton in the local Portmarnock Sport and Leisure Club. My mum is a typical mother, family orientated and kind-hearted, exuding warmth and caring. My dad has a slightly rougher exterior. He is hard-working, driven and disciplined by nature, and this rubbed off on my sisters and myself from early on. Whenever we started into something, he would say, "Anything you do, do it to the best of your ability." My parents tell me I had so much energy as a kid that they were running out of sports to get me involved in, while I loved any sport I took up. Two in particular gave me huge joy and satisfaction: Gaelic and soccer. Naomh Muirnoag GAA Club and Portmarnock FC were the local sports clubs that nurtured the raw talent I had, starting at a very young age. The GAA mini leagues were where my potential in Gaelic football was first spotted. This involved over 150 kids from the ages of 4 to 7 being coached in the fundamentals of Gaelic football. Even at the tender age of 7, Jerry Davey, who was my first underage manager, remarked to my parents that he saw something special in me. My love for the game grew from there. I attended my local primary school, St. Marnock's, and my sporting ambition became apparent on sports day every year. From 3rd to 6th class, in particular, there was a bit more riding on it. The prize was to be crowned Sports Boy or Girl of the Year. In 3rd class, I had a burning desire to become Sports Boy of the Year. So much so, that in the lead up to sports day, I would visualise myself running across the line in first place in each race I entered.